Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Student scores on standards of learning tests go a long way toward determining whether a school will maintain state accreditation in Virginia, so school districts make every effort to help students pass, including retests, when allowed, for those who fail on the first try. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, retesting made a real difference for schools in the city of Roanoke this past spring.
This is a story by Sarah Gregory, a reporter with the Roanoke Times. The Roanoke Times, through a series of Freedom of Information Act requests, found that the retests were actually successful. Roanoke City Schools had its highest achievement rate since 2012 and 13.
There was a fairly clear pattern in the retesting as far as where it was mostly done. What did the data show about that?
When the testing was done at the end of school, four elementary schools fell short of the goal. 102 of 105 elementary students who retook the test were from these four schools. The retesting continued until each school reached its goal.
The state allows students to retake the tests under extenuating circumstances. Some of the circumstances cited in Roanoke were forgotten or broken glasses, trauma at home, and test anxiety, among others. The story says some teachers seemed surprised by the amount of retesting.
The story quoted unnamed teachers as saying that they didn't often make these requests. These requests for do-overs were put forward by the central office. The city's practices were called into question by Daniel Koritz. He's a professor of education at Harvard who studied testing extensively, and he was quoted as saying the only justification for retesting if you really think you're going to provide some serious remediation.
Roanoke Superintendent Rita Bishop says all the retesting was done for the good of the students under established rules and policies. David, our next story is from Fredericksburg, and it pertains to slavery and a public reminder of that practice.
This is a story by Kathy Jett. She's a reporter with a freelance star in Fredericksburg. In most, the debate that's going on around the state these days seems to be about large statues that soar above cities. But in Fredericksburg, it's a different item, and that is a small stone that sits at the corner of Charles and Prince Anne Streets.
David, that stone is believed to have been a slave auction block. There's been a public hearing, there's been an online poll, and a decision has been made, at least for the time being, to leave it where it is.
City Council recently had a vote, 6-1, to keep the slave stone at the corner of Charles and Princess Anne Streets. There were people who spoke on both sides, people who say that is a reminder of a painful past and it's they'd like to see it gone, while others say that it's a reminder of history, some of which challenges still need to be addressed. Councilman Matt Kelly was quoted as saying that he understands that people feel revulsion and pain and shame, but leaving it in place might be critical for showing future generations and teaching them about slavery, what it took to end it, and what they can do to move forward.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.